Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. How is everybody? Good, great, grand, beautiful. Wow, what a time to be alive. Am I right? We always like to start off on a positive note, you know, because everybody's on the brink. Everybody's on the brink. At any moment's time, we could be swallowing a fucking bullet or making ourselves a wind chime off your local bridge. And I'm glad you haven't yet, because I really need these podcast numbers to get up so I can start charging some of these companies a little extra dollars. You know, pad the wallet, if you will. So I'm glad that you're here to turn on this podcast and give me a listen. That's great. That's grand. That's beautiful. You know me, all right? The old boy isn't shy of a comment section. I love me a good comment section, and I love to read them. You know, I get some good ones. Everybody, you're a fucking loser. You're a pissant. I hope you die. I hope one day you just find yourself dangling from a fucking Kevlar rope off a 30-foot bridge outside of your hometown. And you know what? I couldn't agree more with you. That sounds like a fantasy, a sexual fantasy, to be honest. Just to end it all, oh, God, it feels so fantastic, wouldn't it? Just to know that it's all over. It's all done. No more thinking. I don't got to wake up and pretend to give a shit. But here, we're not going to fantasize about suicide, all right? We're not going to do that today. What we are going to do, though, is I've seen a beautiful comment, and I'm going to dive in on it. One gentleman, I don't know how old this person was. I'm assuming they're young. And they commented, "My dad says you're a fake rigger." And I thought to myself, oh, that hurts, you know. That hurts so deep that this man thinks that I would go to the extent to just be a disgrace towards his job like that. To go out and pretend to be something I'm not. I would never do such a crime, you know. I wouldn't want to wake up and put that burden and black eye onto that industry. You know, it already has enough going on for it. You know, the patch is in the shitter. Everybody's out here whining and crying about the liberals taking away a pipeline. And the last thing you need is me pretending to be something I'm not and that being a fake rigger. You know, it would be tough. It would be tough, you know, to wake up and pretend that, you know, I enjoy getting up at 6:30 in the morning to go out in the freezing cold to grab just ice cold steel that within seconds of holding it, it'd make your fingers want to just fall right the fuck off. And me to pretend that I enjoy that and I want that would be just insulting to that man, you know? It takes a special son of a bitch to wake up in the morning and just bury his emotions deep inside the pit of his stomach to put on those boots one at a time, walk out that door knowing fully inside of his skull that he is about to do something he just hates. And it's 10 hours of grueling work ahead of him. And, you know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, it could have been an easy road out. He could have made himself a wind chime. He could have suck started a fucking 12 gauge, but he doesn't. Why does he do this to himself? Nobody knows. Nobody knows because the boomer that raised him told him two things. Don't be a pussy and men don't cry. And so for that, it is now twisted in his skull that burying your emotions and giving up on your hopes and dreams of becoming anything that you aspired to be as a child now does not matter. And it's literally just a perpetual motion of waking up day after day after day, knowing that this is just the height of your existence is waking up, going to a job that you despise. That you despise because you didn't apply yourself to any sort of academics. All you knew was wake up and go the fuck to work. And it was also during a boom, so you thought that this wave was never going to crash. We're going to ride this right into the fucking sunset. And then the dark days were only just seconds away. And here I am. Here I am. The son of a bitch being a fake rigger. You know, it's like when people pretend to... And you know what? This is going to sound conceited, and it's going to be hilarious. Don't you worry. There are people out there that have pretended to be me. That's right. They have pretended to be me. Now, in comparison, that would be like me pretending to be a rigger, a fake rigger. Both of us, the gentleman that pretends to be me, have set our sights so low. All right? So low. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to pretend to be a celebrity and wow, you didn't. You didn't. A celebrity. Fucking ease up. If you were pretending to be, what the fuck do you even call this? A social media dipshit? Especially me, of all people. Me and my fake rigger career that I've made up. It's all been fugazi to get me this far, eh? You see? You know what? Everybody said I wasn't going to make it, and here I am. I am running a fucking podcast that people tune in from week to week. I don't know how many exactly, but I know that there's about 2,000 of you that watch this on the YouTube, and about... in the first week's time, about 2,000 of you that listened to this in the fucking work truck. And guess what? I did that all by being a fake rigger, waking up every day, pretending that I give a shit about my job, showing up the site, telling the foreman to go fuck me in the ass, or he can go fuck himself in the ass. Either or works for me. I tie my boots up one at a time, and then I roughneck it from the fucking waist up, baby. God almighty, a fake rigger. You imagine that? It's always, it makes me laugh because these are the fellas, you know, they wake up in the morning and they think that everything, life just revolves around hard work. Millennials, you know what? If you're a millennial and you're out here being like, fuck that, I don't want to bust my ass. Good for you. Good for you.
You know what? Hey, fuck, what are you going to do? Work hard all your life?
No, I don't want to. Who the fuck wants to? Work hard with your mind, maybe. Yeah, that'd be great. Not all of us are that swift with it. Me being one of them. That's why I sit here and I rant into this microphone and camera for low-end entertainment. That's where, you know, this me as a mouth breather, I'm just trying to entertain other mouth breathers, whether it be audio form or video format. Easy come, easy go.
As they say.
Oh, God almighty. Wait. Where was my rant going on this? That makes me piss my pants laughing. I thought about that. I just sat there and I was going off about it. I can't remember. I read it on the weekend and I thought it was hilarious. My dad says you're a fake rigger. Yeah. What else does your dad say? Huh? Does your dad tell you that when you graduate high school, it's all downhill from there? Does he look you dead in the eyes before you go to school just to be like, listen, this is all a waste of time. You're not going to be nothing more than just another pathetic welder, okay? You're going to develop a drug habit by the time you reach the age of 19. Alcoholism is going to be part of your daily routine just so you can fathom what you've become. And that way you can suppress all those feelings of dreaming, of becoming somebody. Because that's what I had to do. And you're going to do it too. Because you're part of my bloodline. You are not going to be successful. No. Is that what your dad looks at you and says in the morning? Hey, son, just letting you know that you're going to be a giant waste of skin your whole life. You're probably going to knock up the wrong girl and have to deal with a child that's just a numbskull. I.e., just like your old man. And every day I look into your bedroom and I think like, fuck. What a fucking waste of cum. What a waste of cum. I should have just jerked off that day. But no. No. Dad had to have a few too many down at the local tavern and convince the barmaid that taking a fucking pipe in the back restroom, actually in the back freezer, and let me, and being so loaded that I forgot that I pre-came all in her. Next thing you know, 9 months later, guess who is a fucking father? That's right, you guessed it. Now I look down this hallway and I watch you play your little Fortnite game, and all I envision in my head is taking that Xbox and fucking smashing you over the skull with it, because I know you're not going to amount to shit, just like the old man. Just like the old man. Yeah, I get it. You watch that loser, that wingnut piece of shit that decided that creating some brand of things that he enjoys doing, like partying, smashing shit over his head, doing dumb shit with his buddies and having fun. What a loser. He's also, son, did you know this? He's also, son, a fake rigger. How does that make you feel, huh? You want to know what else? You want to know something else? Santa Claus, he ain't real. It's me. I'm the one that wakes up every fucking morning. And you want to know what I do? I wake up, I go to fucking work for 12 hours a day, bust my hump, even put in overtime. Nobody ever tells you that. Does Santa put in overtime? No, because he's fugazi. He's fucking fugazi. Santa ain't out there ripping beads at 6 a.m., Is he ripping beads on the pipeline? I don't think so. No, he's not. He's not putting in 2 hours overtime. He's not going out of town for 3 months at a time in some shithole town he doesn't want to be in. Huh? Is he? No, because he's not real. I'm fucking Santa Claus. So all your little fantasies, that's right. Oh, yeah, you want to worship the ground of that fake rigger? Go right ahead. Go right the fuck ahead, because when 18 rolls around, or high school graduation, whatever one comes first, you're packing your bags and you can take your little ass and head the fuck out my front door. And then you can live your little fake rigor, made up bullshit with that other loser, huh? Uncle Hack, more like Uncle Whack, huh? How does that sound? Is that what you want to do? You want to be a Twitch streamer? Ooh, look at my son. He wants to play fucking Fortnite with all of his buddies and think he's going to make $1 million. Well, guess what, son? Guess what? You're not. You're just going to be a loser just like your father. You're going to be a fake rigger. God, that makes me laugh so much. Just knowing that my existence gets under some people's skin to that degree. I've never once said I worked the rigs by but my father, on the other hand, he's one of the... Know who these guys are? These are these guys right here. The one that just, like, I fucking ranted about. We're going to call him Randy because that seems like a good rigger's name. You know, Randy, I've been working the rigs now for 35 fucking years. I dropped out of high school at the age of fucking 14. I got a job at the local gas station until I was 16, 17 years old, dropped out, and guess what I did? I hopped on the oil rigs because that's when shit was booming in the fucking 80s. That's when shit was booming in the 80s, baby. Early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. That's what I'm talking about. 35 years ago, I was king shit. We were blowing more money up our nose than we could make, baby. That's how shit went. Time for a little ad read. That's right. Oh, what do we got for you today? DangerCatShop.com. Gonna make the ladies come. That's a little jingle wrote by the man himself, Diener. That's right. We got Diener gear, folks. We got some new Diener gear. Craft Diener. And if you want to check it out, head to DangerCatShop.com. Use the code HACK20 at checkout. Get 20% off your order today. You want to look fly. You want to look cool. I know you do. And the only way to do so is getting some find swag like what I'm wearing today. I pimp my gear. I'm probably the worst. I guess all these fucking social media dipshits all do the same thing, but who gives a fuck? Hack 20 at dangercatshop.com. And guess what? Titty Tuesday back on the Patreon. We're into week 3. You want to see some nipples? Huh? You want to see the nipples? Not a problem. Patreon.com/dangercat69. You would get this episode also 48 hours earlier than everybody else, plus an additional extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast. That's patreon.com/dangercat69. Titty Tuesday, early episode, plus an extra episode, all by becoming a piss bag, a piss tank, or a danger dong, which gets you in the credits. That's right, but you can become an executive producer of the podcast. How wonderful is that? So your name will be in the credits on the YouTube video, and you'll also be down in the description down below. Thank you very much. And if you wanna subscribe to that, patreon.com/dangercat69. Back to the podcast. 35 years in the patch. You think I faked 35 years in the patch? You couldn't fake that. I've had more girls fake orgasms than you have years in the patch, boy. I don't think that's something you want to brag about. Yeah? Yeah? Why don't you go out and pretend to be a fake rigger on the internet some more, huh? Well, sir, don't cut me off. 35 years in the patch. I'll tell you stories about dinosaurs being pulled out of the ground until the fucking end of time. Do you understand me? You little fucking fake rigger. I'm like, whoa, Randy, holy shit, Jesus Christ. Well, look at you, you pussy. Is that what you want to do with your life, you pussy? You want to wake up and play on your little computer, make memes, huh? You want to do little jokey jokes down at the comedy club? Is that what you want to do, huh? You little pussy. You don't want to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning with depression just being punched down your gut until it comes out your asshole, huh? Anxiety? You ever heard of it? No, not me. Because I'm a man and I suppress my feelings and I do shit I don't want to do. I gave up on my dreams. Unlike you, you little queer, you little black queer. How does that feel? How does that feel knowing that your father walked around town with a last name like that? Your grandfather gave your father that name and then you got it. Huh? Just a family of black queers. That's all you'll ever be. I'm like, holy shit. Are you okay? You need a hug? What's wrong with you? No, I'm not a pussy. I'm not a pussy. I don't need a hug. I don't make up little backstories. Ooh, look at me. I make up a backstory and I go out there and I pretend to be a fake rigger. I'm like, holy shit, Randy, is everything okay? Fuck you. I'm like, oh, wow, Randy, holy shit. Randy's also that guy. You know, Randy's that guy. He's on Facebook all day long. You're a fucking snowflake. He's in comment sections. You'd be like, oh, I don't know. The UCP government is kind of, you know, fucking us around by giving all these tax breaks to these giant corporations, wouldn't you say? Fuck you, you fucking snowflake. That's how fucking shit's done. This is how things are done. What are you, a fucking liberal? Well, no, not really. I just wouldn't mind seeing that our tax dollars went to something useful. What? Like a non-binary gender fluid bathroom, you fucking snowflake? And then you say something along the lines like, Randy, just because you gave up on your dreams and you became something every brain dead in the country could possibly fucking do. It was a last resort Hail Mary and you just so happened to get the job back in the 80s and now you've been doing it for the past 40 fucking years and you feel like you're stuck. You can't do anything and you're like, he's like, fuck you. Fuck you. I can't believe you would say that about me. I can't believe you. And he gets upset. Any guy that sits there and just is constantly throwing around, you're a fucking snowflake, is usually the biggest pussy of them all. I've been told to kill myself numerous times, and then this guy will come around. Randy's the type of guy that'll just sit there and be like, you fucking fake rigger. You be in a comment section all day long. You fake rigger. You're a pussy. I can't believe you wake up and pretend to be a fake rigger. Not once have I done that, by the way. But you're a fucking snowflake. All right, here we go. Well, Randy's always, I'm guessing Randy is like one of these guys in my fucking hometown too. That's like, oh, I'm fucking, fuck him. He's pretending to be there. And then I see him and they're like, hey, buddy, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Hey, Randy, you still thinking Boston Pizza's fine dining? That's cool. Huh? Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Even when you work overtime, do you still, like, every now and then, if you got a few extra dollars kicking around, instead of buying Peter Jackson cigarettes, you get a pack of Canadian Classics or some Export A's? Because it's a treat. Is that how life's going? Today we're fucking heated. Just for all the listeners out there, I'm not upset. Actually, that's a lie. Deep down, I'm cut. I'm just ranting. I don't know. Maybe this is funny. Maybe it isn't. But I think it's hilarious that the guys that fucking whine and bitch the most are our fathers. You know, I'm 30 years old. Okay. So my father would, I think he's knocking on the door of like 50 and shit or something like that. But like my stepdad doesn't really bitch that much. He's a pretty even keeled guy. My old man, my real old man, is like one of those oil patch guys, you know, through and through. Whine and cry every fucking day. Well, you know, if Stephen Harper and Donald Trump were in office together, they would fucking take over the goddamn world. Well, that's where you're wrong. Harper sold us to the Chinese long, long, long ago, before fucking Donald J. Trump came stomping around. So that's where you're wrong completely.
Well, were you a fucking snowflake?
No. You know what? Maybe I am. Maybe I am a snowflake. Maybe I am. I don't know anymore.
Well, maybe you fucking can write that in your little joke book, huh? Maybe you could write that in your little joke book, take it to your little jokey joke club with all your other little queers that fucking think that they're funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, I should have shot you off the side of the bed. Yeah, right.
Oh, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to talk about my mother in an ill way. Jesus. That's an alley I just can't go on this podcast. We've went down some dark alleys, you and I, but we're not going down that one today. Oh, man, that's too much for me. That's way too much for me. I can't do that one. I'm sorry. And why am I apologizing? I don't know. I couldn't speak ill about my mother. Now, Randy and my father, on the other hand, I can speak very ill about them. Both of them.
Oil patch.
Don't get me wrong. I love you oil patch fellas, because you make me feel like most of you make me feel good about myself, that I'm actually trying to accomplish a dream of mine rather than giving up and just being like, hey, what shitty town are we going to go spend 5 weeks in to get 1 week off? And then on that 1 week, let's pile up cocaine up our nose for 6 of them. We'll spend the Sunday depressed as fuck, and then we'll make that long drive back to camp. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds just phenomenal. That sounds phenomenal.
Good for you guys that can go out and do it. I'm glad that you can. I'm glad you have the will to it. But you know what? I got an opportunity in front of me that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I'm going to gun for it. I'm going to run for it. I don't give a shit.
You're a fake rigger.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Some say I'm a dreamer.
Oh, yeah.
I do love blue-collar guys, though, because they fucking have a sick, twisted sense of humor. I just come on here and rant about, you know, some days I just think about making myself a wind chime off a 30-foot bridge. And to some of you, that makes you laugh. You have a little giggle, little ha-ha, to it. But for some of you,
I can't believe you would say that.
You know what's funny? Let's rant about those guys. The same guys that say,
I can't believe you would say that. This is where I gotta leave.
Are the same ones, again, that call everybody fucking snowflakes.
As soon as I hear something that I don't like,
I got to make sure everybody in the fucking room knows about it.
Oh, God. Thank you. And what makes you different than the blue-haired girl with a septum piercing in those regards?
I don't like what you say.
Boo fucking who?
You can't say that.
Well, I did.
You can't personally attack me like that.
Well, we did. Okay, we went there today. You brain dead?
Oh, yeah, well, you're a snowflake.
Yeah, well, Greg, you're a retard that wasted his life not chasing any portion of his dreams. You didn't travel the world. You ate at fucking Boston Pizza every fucking Wednesday getting...
Well, we went for 50-cent wings in our local shitty town fucking Boston Pizza.
You haven't tasted like any good food outside of your fucking shitty town. You haven't left the province in about 10 years, and when you do, you go down to some fucking 2-star resort in Mexico where the food's even worse than the goddamn Boston Pizza. When you go to the city, you're like, oh, look at that, kids. There's a Boston Pizza right beside the hotel. How convenient.
Fuck, your father knows how to pick a hotel when he sees one, eh?
And I'm not trying to shit on small town people here, but I'm just saying, get out of your comfort zone for a second. It's kind of shitty, but it's a lot of goddamn fun. Leave the small town. Go to a different small town. Who knows? Maybe they have a different pub. I'm just saying that these are the guys that are calling people snowflakes. I'm not trying to make this like personal here. I just think it's funny. It's the same people that just haven't amounted to shit. They're just lowlifes. They're scumbags sitting there, and they'll shit on you for fucking having an idea, a dream, if you will, because you want to wake up and be somebody. Those people are toxic, and they're fucking losers. Now, here's the positive part of me coming and shitting on those guys. You don't need them in your life. You never have. You never will. They're fucking losers. Look at them. Let me guess. Every morning, that dipshit reeks like booze and cheap fucking cigarettes, comes in whining, moping. Oh, you're not going to believe the old lady yelled at me again last night. Oh, man. Fuck this. Fuck that. And you just can't stand it. Those people are scum. They're the lowlifes of this planet. You don't listen to them, even if it's your father. Even if it's your father, just recognize that your dad is a giant fucking loser and you can amount to much more than he will ever in life. And just keep your head on straight. You're a good person. God almighty. People like that, I just wish I could fucking hit a button and it would just like, boom, shut them off. Their brain just goes fucking autopilot. And those are the morons that we can put in warehouses to carry boxes while me and you, they'll be the living drones that just kind of like carry shit. You know, those dumb apprentices that only last a week and you're like, oh yeah, I look in this guy's eyes and I know that he is not going to hack it out here. No pun intended. Actually, fuck that, pun intended. And you know these kids that fucking come on site and they just get their job and you can tell within the first 10 minutes that this kid is going to be done within a week. Maybe even today. Maybe even today. And if I could just hit a button and make those negative piece of shit losers that are constantly in your ear for having an idea or a dream or possibly thinking about chasing it, maybe even pulling the trigger. And if that person is the reason you're not pulling the trigger, get them the fuck out of your life. Ignore them. They're scum. They are scum. Lowlifes. Since Bell Media isn't going to fucking jump to the forefront and talk about mental health, you know what? The first people that got to go are those people, those losers, those enablers that just like, they're constantly in here. They're always talking about something negative.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't believe nobody ever cuts me a break. Why does nobody ever give me a break? Oh, why am I always broke? Oh, man. Life sucks. Oh.
Fuck him.
He's a fake rigger. He's a fake rigger. He made a whole career pretending to be something that he's never pretended to be.
I was a pipeliner, by the way. I always get asked that. What were you? What did you do in the patch? I was a pipeliner. And when I say that, I was post-op. I was post-production. So, meaning that I was in, when the line was active, I worked on that. I was a pipeline operator, not a hoe operator, not an equipment operator. It seems to get confused a lot. I drove in a pickup and I recorded numbers. That's what I did. All the pressures that were at each station, I wrote them down. My job was not hard, hence why I could film videos while on shift. While I was on shift, I could film videos, and then when I would go back to our control center, I could sit there with my laptop, watch the fucking pressures, and I would watch television and make sure nothing went sideways and edit those videos and put it on the internet, which then a ton of work came my way, and I was able to create a brand that I was satisfied with. Now, if I would have listened to anybody who gave me advice when I started this, including my own mother, who encouraged me to quit while I was even ahead, before I even thought of doing merch, before I even thought of doing stickers and all this other shit around it, before doing a podcast, she encouraged me to stop what I was doing. Do not listen to some people. I don't care if they're your hero or... Oh, shit. I don't care if they're, yeah, like I said, like, I don't care if they're your, it's your hero telling you this. If it's your parents.
What the fuck was that?
If it was, if it's your, you know, someone you look up to tremendously and you think it's a good idea, do it. And don't let anybody tell you any fucking different. Because if I listen to losers that sit there and be like, oh, he's a fake rigger, I would be nowhere. I would be fucking nowhere. And, you know, it pisses me off when companies like Bell come out and do this hashtag Bell Let's Talk, and they're laying people off in the middle of a fucking pandemic that we've never, that I've never experienced. Nobody in this lifetime has experienced it. You think anybody's around from the 1920s? No, they're not, okay? So that was the last time we had something like this, a world pandemic fucking running through society, the planet, whatever you, however you want to word it to your fucking, to whatever suits you best. And they're laying people off in the midst of all this to ensure that dividends are cut to these fucking rich sons of bitches. And you want to sit there and tell me you give a shit about mental health? Go fuck yourself.
Hey, use this tweet. If you tweet with the hashtag Bell Let's Talk, we'll put 5 cents. We'll donate 5 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. Even though, what did they cut, like 250 jobs? 250 fucking people now are out of jobs in this country, to add to the 250,000 that was just lost in January in Canada alone. And you want to tell me you give a shit about mental health? Go fuck yourself. So if you have an idea or a dream or you're chasing something, don't listen to these people. Don't listen to them. I'm walking proof, and I've been through quite a bit in the past 2 fucking years. And this is turning into an inspirational talk, and I promise we'll get back to the funny here right away, and I'll start making fun of some other shit that I've seen that makes me laugh. But I know once you get serious on the internet, it's tough to go back from, and that people will then scrutinize you, or they make their own interpretation about who the person is behind or in front of the lens, I should say, or behind the mic is what I was really going for. But at the end of the day, I do a lot of this to get laughs so that way people can wake up and enjoy themselves. I don't mind being the fucking town jester. It doesn't bother me any, knowing that some people get a laugh out of it. Do I get some hate? Tons. A lot. In fact, before I even turned this on, I laughed at one that told me that one guy hopped in my DM and he told me that I am the biggest fucking spud, or I don't know how he worded it, but you know those sayings and those cat calls that the low rental fucks that we made fun of 2 episodes have?
Hey, you fucking squid.
Shit like that. It was something along those lines. And it made me laugh because it's like, it used to bug me. Now it doesn't. Now I just want a reaction. And usually I'm making people laugh, which is good. But what I'm getting at is don't listen to anybody. Nobody but yourself has the best interests in mind for you, okay? Your best friend may think that he has the best interest for you, but if you truly believe you're doing something right and you feel good about it, go for it. Who gives a shit? Burn every fucking bridge behind you. Fuck them. If it's going to make you a better person?
Hey, it's going to make you a better person, Pierce.
Oh, that's my Jesse Ventura impression.
Oh, what's that, Pierce?
That guy is fucking phenomenal. I've been watching a ton of his old interviews. That it's great. We'll get into that in a bit because we're jacking you up. You're having a bad day at work. Guess what? Fuck him. Don't let anybody shit on your parade. You're doing just fine out there, Big Shoots. And if you keep trying, you're eventually gonna get somewhere. It's all mindset. You choose the mood that you want to be in. Motivational tapes. You know, if I can get over, I just quit vaping. I haven't vaped in what, like since the beginning, as you've probably noticed on these episodes, I don't vape no more. I quit chewing because my dentist warned me about my gums receding. They're receding just like my hairline, for fuck's sakes. Life is good. Losing your hair and your gums. But no, fuck these big corporations trying to shove a message down your throat to try and gain for capital gains is what I meant to say there. But fuck them. Only you can change. Only you can do it. And I know once a year I've been in rough mental shape a few times throughout all of this, being surrounded with horrible people, by damaging myself with drugs and alcohol. And now I found something that I really enjoy doing, and I found the passion of creating videos again, and found the passion of just creating comedy and just generally making more content and building a community of funny, down-to-earth people. And it's not just like, oh, fuck, what are you, fucking liberal? Fuck that. Fuck the government as a whole. Oh, well, fuck the conservatives, fucking, you know, they don't have you and your best interest in mind. None of these sons of bitches do. You have your best interest in mind. You have to put your best foot forward. You have to wake up and want something and want it bad enough to go out there and get it. I can't be the one to tell you what it is, obviously. That's a stupid thing to say in the midst of a fucking inspirational speech. Only you possess that knowledge. And if you can't get off your ass and do it, then suffer. Sit in your own misery. I don't give a shit. It's not up to me. Sometimes some people just need to hear that. You want to sit and be a depressed fucking loser? Go ahead. Doesn't bother me none. Unless you're going to fucking get off your ass and buy tickets to shows that we're going to have in the future, then do that. Because it's going to make me happy, okay? Because once I get enough and I can retire in a fucking place that has palm trees, I'm doing so. I'm the fuck out of this frozen tundra. Who the fuck wants to retire in minus 35 weather? Nobody. That's why your boy fucking grinds it. Why? That's why he gets up in the morning. Fuck this place. As soon as I get the cash, I'm out of here, baby. I'm taking that money somewhere else. Where a Canadian dollar can go a little further, you know, get you a hand job from a Thai princess and a few bintangs to wash down the fucking hooker spit. You know what I'm saying, boys? Some of you electricians know what I'm talking about. You've traveled overseas. I know with some of you electricians, you like to go and get your toes wet in foreign sands. Hey, don't you? You've probably fucking dropped a few dollars or, you definitely dropped a few dollars on some foreign hookers. God almighty. But yeah. Wake up. Become something. Don't listen to everybody. You don't need them. You never have. You never will. Usually we come on this podcast looking to be funny and try and riff and get the comedic juices going, you know, get the flow going. Maybe today we motivated. Maybe we were making you laugh by just shitting on all these low-life losers. There's probably one sitting in the truck right now, and all of you guys are just thinking like, yeah, it's him. It's him. And if everybody's looking at you right now, if you're listening to this in the work truck with a crew of dudes and you're the one getting looked at, you're the problem. You're the issue. You're the loser, okay? Nobody likes you because you're a depressing fucking twat to be around. Usually pussies are warm and full of depth, and no, you're just a shallow cunt. A shallow, shallow cunt of a human. You notice how when everybody goes and leaves after work, and then they'll be like, oh yeah, I went for beers last night, and everybody's talking about going for beers last night, but they somehow just like subtly leave out the location and not talk about the night's evening until you're gone. And then when you come back, everybody kind of hushes up again. That's because nobody wants you around them. You're a deadbeat. Okay?
Oh, man. Hey, man. Can I bum a smoke, man? Oh, man. Hey. Hey, man. We should hang out sometime on the weekend when my fucking loser old lady takes the kids, man. We should do that. You wouldn't mind that, would you? You wouldn't mind hanging out with me, would you? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? We're cool, hey? Right? And you're thinking in your head, no, man. Every day you wake up, you come down here, and you're just like, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, man. Oh, do I have to do that? Oh, man.
Those people, if you're that, and everybody in the truck's looking at you right now, and you're just not picking up what's being put down, I'm going to say it for them. You're a fucking loser. No one, and I repeat, no one likes being around you. And now everybody in the truck is smirking. Now they're smirking because they just said what they can't say, because if you run to HR, they might lose their job. Don't worry, I got you covered, boys. In fact, turn this up so this fucking dipshit can get a good earful. Listen, you deadbeat. Wake up, put a smile on. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody wants to be doing this right now. You think all of us want to be sitting here on site? No, no, we don't. We don't want to be here, just like we don't want to be around you. But the foreman put the crew together is an asshole. And he put you in the same truck with us, even though we got a good feng shui. You notice how the three of us that are in here, or however many, all get along and we laugh and joke, and we don't do that with you because you're a fucking tool. You're a loser. You're a deadbeat. We enjoy the fact that you go and you drive your sorry ass back to low-income housing with three cigarette butts you picked off the fucking ground in your pocket so that way you can just get through the evening. Oh, that felt good, didn't it, fellas? Didn't it feel good? Oh, yeah, that felt great. Just to verbally attack somebody like that, which I get to do this Thursday. And if it actually this evening, now that we're talking about it, this evening in Calgary, I am in a roast battle where I will be verbally assaulting two people who I know one off the get-go. Alex Carr is his name, and I'm coming for him, all right? I'm coming for you, Alex. I'm coming on your face. I'm coming all over you. I'm coming for you. All right? I've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is off the table. And that was just a little warm-up. I don't even know who I'm talking to right now. And guess what, you deadbeat? If I got to know who you were and write jokes specifically for your dumbass, it's not ending well. All right, somebody's going home in a fucking coffin because my words are weapons and comedy is warfare. God, what is it with people? It's like, here's something that just drives me fucking insane, is people that'll be like, yeah, if you come to my city, my shitty city and say that, you'd get your ass kicked. Like everybody's just itching to go to wherever the fuck they live. It's always the cities. It'd be like, hey, why don't you come to Brandon, Manitoba and say that to my face? Yeah, you bet. I'll hop on the next Greyhound out of here just to come out to your town and tell you to go fuck yourself. You said that where I'm from. You better. If you come where I live, I dare you to come here. Where do you live? Regina, Saskatchewan. Yeah, I think I'll pass. I'd rather get gang raped by a bunch of gentlemen that are wielding barbed wire bats and they're shoving it up my ass business end first. That's what I'd rather do than drive to fucking Regina, Saskatchewan, where I'm not getting paid to do so. Now, if there's some dineros involved, I might just pack my bags. Hell, are you going to pay me to kick my own or to kick my ass? Gladly. I'll head on down. I'll give you a fucking email to e-transfer me. You're paying for gas, and I'll head on down there. I'll say whatever you need to hear to beat the shit out of me, and I'll gladly hop in my fucking vehicle and head on out on my merry way out of that shithole. Every fucking person seems to think that, listen, Canadians that think that their hometown is hard as fuck, let me just tell you something. It's not.
Well, why don't you go to the hood at night?
No, thanks. But let's stop pretending that we're in Watts, California, or Compton, Long Beach, wherever the fuck is, Chicago, Chirac. Let's stop thinking that somehow our small town or little diddly fuck cities possess the same amount of violence that some of these American cities have, all right? Can we stop that? Yeah, what, we get fucking 5 shootings a year? Oh, fuck, don't come around here. Don't come to Brampton, Ontario. Settle the fuck down. Yeah, do I want to go to Brampton, Ontario? No, I don't. I do not want to go there. I don't want to go to fucking, I don't want to go to Winnipeg. I don't want to go to Regina. I don't want to go to Saskatoon unless it's to do comedy. And then I just want to get the hell out of there. If I'm going to do a little jokey joke for a little town, yeah, I'm into that. Do I want to drive to your said town to say some shit like, yeah, you know what? This place is a shithole. I'm saying what everybody's thinking. Here, let me help you out. I'm going to pause. Insert city in that pause. Okay, ready? Pause. Is a shithole. Does that work for everybody? So you can just pause that right here. Is a shithole. There you go. Wherever you're from, listen, nobody wants to go, hey, you should come to Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Where's that? I don't know. Oh, great. Wow. The fact that I had to ask, where's that, should tell you everything about how excited I am to hop in the fucking pickup and head on out there. How about that?
Hey, you ever thought about heading out to Hamilton, Ontario?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you come to the East Coast?
If by that you're meaning like Florida, okay, I'm into that. Maybe sunshine, a beach, topless Latinas. You think I'm heading out to, fucking go out to the one place where the girls had hey there, bye. What do you say? I run your cock like an old fucking millwright, huh? What are you, fancy a beer, huh? Canadian women are just like, I was fucking laughing about that. I was thinking about that in my head. Canadian women's accents are just the most unsexiest thing on the fucking planet. In the city, they're just like stupid, like call her daddy, like, have like that kind of that style or that persona, that like call her daddy persona, being like, oh my God, did you like, oh my God, like, you know what I mean? Like that valley, that fake valley girl bullshit. It's It's tough to talk to. It is. It's rough. It's rough out here. But then you get into like the small town, and you, here's what does it for me. And you're like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, hey, bud. The moment a girl says, oh, fuck yeah, bud, my dick crawls inside of me. Oh, fuck yeah, bud. What do you say? What do you say? I run your cock like a fucking handsaw, bud, huh? Listen. Listen, Erica. Take off the fucking pit vipers, okay? Nobody, like, let's not talk like that. It's the least attractive thing you could put. Oh, fuck, how you doing, bud? The moment a female says something like that, my dick just, like, looks up at me, and then he's like, well, you know what? It's just like a turtle head slowly goes inside of me, and I'm like, great, now I got to rub my pussy now. Thanks a lot. Fuck. This is great, isn't it? Then I got to, like, blow into my thumb so it'll pop back out. Fuck. Oh, hey there, bud. Yeah. Female Canadian. Not saying that dudes, like, the way dudes talk in this country are any better. Oh, fuck yeah, bud. Just brain deads. We are. This country is just, like, we're slowly declining. Oh, fuck yeah, bud. How's it going, bud? You can always tell about how retarded a Canadian is on how long they accentuate a bod. Hey, how's it going, bod? How's it going, bod? That's how you can tell how fucking much brain damage a Canadian has. I mean, like, hey, how you doing? Not bad, bod. How about you? Okay, yeah. He's got a touch of downs. He's got an eyedropper full. He's not fully blown retarded. He's got the drip. He's got a little drip of downs. And then you get those guys. Oh, fuck yeah, bud. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that one's going to need medical attention at any moment's time. Needs a caregiver. AKA, we just call that an apprentice. We just need an apprentice to follow you around. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, not a problem. Are they going to help me find a 10 mil socket inside the fucking shop or what? Oh, God. And then you get the females. Usually their counterparts, if they can find somebody to mate, is just the most awful fucking humans alive. You know, they're all wearing, like, Bass Pro Shop hats. Your old lady's wearing a Bass Pro Shop hat, got a hoodie that'll be like, save a horse, ride a cowboy. And they'll get like those gay hoodies that'll be like, he's my drinking buddy. Sick. Super sick. Still have the white stitch jeans that are bedazzled that you get at like some low, small end rodeo. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm describing this bitch to a T. The guy has, like, the yellow pit vipers because they were the only ones in stock, and she has no sense of style, and, like, everybody has the yellow ones, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah, bud. Oh, yeah, I got a truck too, bud. You want to go for a beer and a fucking suck job? What the fuck is happening right now? Listen, Erica, I'm going to have to ask you to, like, stop letting a pair of sunglasses become a part of your personality. And I know, trust me, I'm well aware of the brand that I've created and the people that follow this shit and live and die and breathe on it. And I love you, motherfuckers. You also understand how to take a joke. And if this is offending you right now, well, guess what? Refer to the beginning of the episode and don't listen to your fucking heroes that shit down your throat. Not saying I'm your hero. I'm not saying that. Not one bit. I'm just saying that don't listen to anybody that makes you have a little piss in your cornflakes. That's all I'm saying. We can take a joke around here. We make fun of one another because we're family. You know what? If you can tell me to kill myself, then you can handle me making fun of your whole persona of allowing sunglasses to take over your whole personality. Oh, what's that? Your shotgun and Mountain Dews? Jesus Christ, what is happening here? Oh, fuck, how's it going, bud? We do. Alberta, that's like the Alberta accent. Then you go to Ontario, and you can tell like their like brain dead Down syndrome voice for males is like a bunch of dudes that took hockey slang. It's like Nelk Boys. You know how the Nelk Boys are like, "How's it going, bud? How's it going? Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, top chatter. Yeah, fuck you. What do you don't go? What do you out here slaying birds or what? Huh? Are ya?" That's the brain dead talk of Ontario. These guys that never played a fucking lick of real hockey in their life and took all the slang of the game and then just like dummied it down to like frat boy level, like personality style traits. You know what I mean? Like you can tell a hockey player has that feng shui to them. You know what I mean? They're not like Will Snipes, hell you. They don't pump that all day, every day, at least in my time. I'm also not in the loop anymore. I'm a little outdated. I just make fun of things of that I see, that I notice. So I'm not one to take this full on. I'm not one to take like trendy advice. I'm not the one that I'm not trend setting by any means. I just see shit and it makes me laugh. So if this is hurting your feelings, be like, I can't play. What, are you not wearing any pit vipers? No, I don't own a pair. They're atrocious. I love me a big pair of sunglasses, though. Don't get me wrong. Big and black, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God almighty. Yeah, it's wild world we live in. It's a crazy world we live in. And I do let's end this on a high note. Yeah, I do think that if you are going through some shit, don't listen. You don't need like a fucking major corporation to come out and be like, hey, here's tweet this. It'll fucking help fix your mental health. Let's end this together. Fuck that. Get off your ass and make something of yourself. Sometimes it's tough love that'll help you get going. I'm that type of person. If somebody looks me in the eyes and be like, listen, man, you're fucking up. Over and over and over again, you're fucking up. You're acting like a loser. What? You think that waking up Friday morning, driving to some place to sit and get shit-faced out of your mind and hang out and be a fucking deadbeat, high on cocaine is a great way to live? Finally, somebody looked me in the eyes and said that. I also... after a bad weekend and a bad experience of cocaine and those that depressive low hit me like a goddamn semi-truck, and I'm sitting there laying at my roof wondering like, if I only had enough energy to just jump off a fucking top of a roof skull first, I would do it. I would swan dive off of any height, whether it's a small mark on my fucking face or it just ends it all. I would do it. I was in a very depressive state. Ending it was in my future. But I got off my ass. I shaped up. I shipped out and got clean. I'll go for a beer or two every now and then, but I'm not out getting shit-faced every fucking weekend. I tell you what, when they open this up again, I'm hitting the reset switch and I'm going out and I'm getting fucking piled. I think we all deserve it. I think we all deserve it. Once this bitch opens wide the fuck open, I'm not saying be like, oh yeah, half capacity. No, 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 no. When this bitch is over and she's wide open and we go back to normal, I am hitting the goddamn gas. And we're putting nothing but premium in the old girl. That's right. I'm getting floored. Just disgustingly drunk, making an ass out of myself. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about you getting your shit together. All right, boys. All right, ladies. So if you're feeling in the blues, I know this year sucks and I don't know, highs and lows of mental health are definitely taxing on one another. But guess what? We're better days ahead. You know what? Give your tits a squeeze, honey. Life is all right. Give those puppies a squeeze. You know that if you slam them on the fucking internet, you could probably make an extra $150 a month. How about that? $150 right in the old wallet. Listen, yay, fellas, give your cock a fucking squeeze. Huh? How does that feel? Yeah, you remember that you had those down there? That big sack of nuts full of testosterone? Get out and fucking be somebody. Give that dick a stroke.
Go home and beat your cock like it owes you money. That's what you should do when you get home. Remind it who the fucking boss is and just jerk one off like the king that you are. Ladies, grab the biggest fucking dong that you got in there.
Or if it's the old man's, don't be shy to take one out of them.
But grab that dildo or whatever you need and just fuck the hell out of yourself. You deserve it. You've made it this far, huh? You're going to end it now? You're going to give up? Oh, yeah, my Jesse Ventura.
What? I don't know.
His interviews with Piers Morgan are the best. Him and Piers Morgan just sitting there.
Well, I don't know, Piers. Isn't it strange to you that during 9/11, a third building fell and nobody's quite talking about it right now? Isn't that strange?
So what are you suggesting there, Jesse?
I don't know, Pierce. The fact that my government's been lying to me for the past, 40 years, if not more? Huh? John F. Kennedy? Does that not ring a bell, Pierce? Huh? What about 9/11? You don't think that it's a little conspicuous that a third building fell and nobody's talking about it, Pierce? I certainly have a distrust in my government, and I've very well made it known, even being the governor of Minnesota.
So, Jesse, what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that 9/11 was an inside job?
I don't know. When's the last time that the government's told the truth, Pierce? When's the last time that the government's actually told the truth, Pierce? Do you believe everything they say? I certainly don't. I think that there is a giant conspiracy happening on behind the closed doors of the White House. Don't you?
We'll save that for another episode. But yeah, give yourself a good old fucking jerk one off. Bang one home. Pull the goalie. Do what you need to do. Feel like a man again. Punch yourself in the cock. Go out and fist fight somebody. Feel that rush. Don't be a bum sitting on the couch. Oh, God, why is this year like this? Because it sucks. It does suck. Yeah, if you don't like it, get a little drunk. What did we say last week? Have a few too many. Have a few too many. Go down to your local politician's house with a bullhorn and air your thoughts. Go downtown with a little drag on. Well, yeah, bring that bullhorn with you. Air what you really feel. It don't matter if you're in a big center or a small town, few cocktails, go hit the strip. Air your thoughts. It's healthy. That's all you're doing. It's exercising your right of freedom of expression here in Canada. Down in the States, you got free speech, but up here we call it freedom of expression. Slightly different. Even though it could get you locked up or fined. But you have the freedom to express yourself. And so go out and do it. Have a few too many. Grab the bullhorn. Maybe bring a few bricks with you. And just cause a little uprising. Little something for everybody. Thank you again for tuning into the Uncle Hack Podcast. Remember, you got a giant cock, huh? You got big tits. Everything about you is kick ass.
I don't know, Pierce. It seems to me that some of these guys are a little worried about whipping out their giant hogs to all these chicks with giant tits. Big or small, we love them all. And that's Jesse, the body, Ventura, a.k.a. the governor. A fucking Minnesota coming at you. And we'll catch you next week on the Uncle Hack Podcast, if he'll have me back. That is, seems to be the only guy that allows me to come on his network and talk and have some sort of a debate on whether the government's telling us the truth or not.
All right, Jesse, that's enough.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you another time.